You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend, along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Doom, do, 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 do.
Hi, plant people. Welcome to episode 28 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hi, plant friends. I realized I haven't done a plant side chat yet in season two, mostly because I've just been so excited that I've had this backlog of all these incredible planty conversations that I've just needed to share with you because I've been so fortunate to have the most kick-ass guests. And also, with season two, it has just been so much fun to reconnect with so many of my original listeners and meet many new listeners and just chat with all of you about how your plant collections are advancing, whether it's been in the Garden Club Facebook group, online, on Instagram, via email, or in person when I meet you at events or on the street. So season two has been so much fun. And as you know, these plant side chats, which for new listeners are little shorty episodes in which I just share some life lessons I've learned through plant care. They're a real passion of mine, and I figured it was time to sneak one in as I've just had a lot of deep thoughts swirl around my head this week. So I'm feeling really inspired by this past weekend in which Billy and I got to set up our new balcony herb garden. I cannot believe it's year two of the balcony herb garden already. I haven't been podcasting for a year yet, but we started our balcony herb garden about this time last year. So this means that it's about a year that I've had plants. And this year we've got big plans for our balcony garden. But as we were setting the garden up this weekend, it was so funny. I found myself a bit wistful for last year's garden and my complete lack of knowledge on gardening. Isn't that interesting? You know, I've worked so hard to learn about gardening this year, but I found as we were planting our new garden up that I kind of was missing the experience of not knowing anything because there's something about your set of firsts in your first garden that is kind of unparalleled. Just your first positive experience growing something and, you know, your first lime bud, your first flower bud, your first big growth, the first time, you know, I harvested basil, the first time I cooked with sage from my garden, the first time I got to delight in sharing my herbs with friends. I used to bring my friends at Cat's cuttings from my herb garden all the time. It ended up being this fun thing where we would kind of trade who would get cuttings from my garden that week. It was just so fun. So it's funny. I found myself a little bit wistful for it. So in the spirit of that first herb garden, I wanted to tell one of my most favorite stories from my first year experience gardening, which was the story and lesson behind my tomato plant. So our first herb garden, we had a couple of planters of all of the your basic herbs, you know, basil, sage, chives, thyme, oregano, and we had one tomato plant. So my mom set us up with one tomato plant seedling, and Billy and I were so excited. You know, we also were long distance for a really long time. We're two fiercely independent people, and the balcony herb garden was a real way for us to learn how to take care of something together. And I kind of always say now, for couples, you should get a plant first, then a dog, then a baby. That's kind of my motto. So we just had a really interesting experience learning to care for this tomato plant together because we had really different schedules. So we got this little seedling and we would text each other all the time. Did you water the tomato plant today? Did you notice the tomato grew 2 inches, you know, whatever. And I would sit on my little balcony perch and drink my coffee in the morning, and I would just stick my nose in the tomato plant. I am someone who loves the smell of tomato plants. I know it can be pretty polarizing, but we just had this beautiful experience caring for this plant and kind of dreaming and scheming of what we were going to do with the tomato harvest we had. And the plant started as like a little 4-inch seedling, and it grew to about, I'm telling you, 2 feet tall and about 1 foot wide. So it was an enormous plant, so much foliage. And for some reason, the plant only grew one tomato. One tomato! We put so much work into this plant, it grew one tomato. But we took that opportunity and we were like, you know what? It's going to be the best tomato ever. And we are going to do the coolest thing with it. So what should we do? We would sit on the couch and we would dream about, okay, are we going to take the tomato and are we going to cut it really thin and just sprinkle some really nice salt on it? Or are we going to take basil from our garden and make a caprese salad? Or are we going to cook it? Like, what are we going to do with it? And we would just have these silly, fun conversations about what we were going to do with our one tomato. And we continued caring for the plant, watering, caring, smelling, enjoying. We could also see it sitting in our couch. We would just be able to admire it from the window. And one day, it was really windy, and the wind blew the tomato plant over, and the tomato rotted immediately. Our one tomato, we spent 2 months caring for this plant, and it was just done. It was dead. Inedible. Oh my gosh. That was a really tough day for the Morrissey Fiella household. I definitely cried. Definitely had a moment there where I was really sad. And then it kind of hit me that it was so not about the tomato. It was about the experience of growing the tomato and what we learned about gardening and what we learned as a couple. And yes, I know it's the journey. It's not the destination. I know that's like the cheesiest, oldest quote in the book. I realize this. But man, oh man, is that a powerful lesson? And I feel like it's a quote that I had told myself my whole life, and it's a quote that people had told me my whole life. But I felt it kind of integrated into my sense of knowing in a much deeper way after having this experience with the tomato plant. I like giggle. I've told this story several times now on different interviews I've done, and I've told it to most of my friends, and I always giggle and laugh at myself when I tell the story because I'm like, Maria, you are such a freaking nerd. Like, what is wrong with you? But it's so true, and it's been such a powerful lesson for me to learn. So yeah, that entire experience was about me and Billy's relationship strengthening as we learned to care for the plant together. And my fondest memories of that summer are us just sitting on the couch dreaming about what to do with our bounty. And, you know, it's much like how we would dream about harvesting our first lime off of Limey. And on a positive note, we did get to harvest that lime, and that lime made delicious cocktails that we enjoyed on our roof. But in addition to that, it was also just the experience for the first time of watching a plant grow so rapidly, because tomato plants can grow so quickly and you just really learn a plant's kind of life cycle and you learn what bloom and grow really means through watching a tomato plant grow, and herbs as well. So even though this experience happened a year ago, I still to this day find myself telling myself, Maria, it's not about the tomato. That's kind of been my little key that I tell myself when I get stressed out, because this has been a tremendous year of growth for me as a person, as a performer, as a podcast host, obviously. But with that tremendous growth also brings growing pains as I learn how to grow a business and I continue auditioning for Broadway shows and get rejected and find bumps in the road with my business. And also on the opposite side, I've had some incredible wins this year, but I think with your highs and your lows, it's important to tell yourself, hey, you're just along for the journey. All that matters right now, whether you're in a really low moment or a really high moment, is to just stay present and just marvel at whatever growth state you're currently in. Ooh, it's so real. And sometimes very hard advice to give yourself. I will tell that too. I struggle with it. And speaking of struggles, it has made me think a lot about social media. I've been thinking a lot about social media lately and having a lot of meaningful conversations with people about it. Because hilariously enough, as Billy and I were planting up our plant babies this year for our garden this past weekend, I found myself with this weird, strange, small pangs of insecurity that I wasn't doing it perfectly. I got nervous. Like, I found myself getting nervous to post about our garden on my Instagram because I was worried that I did something wrong or that it would look less than perfect. I mean, what the heck is up with that? Even saying it out loud kind of makes me giggle because it's so out of character, and it's also the exact opposite of why I started the show. I mean, I started the show because I'm a novice learning with my listeners, but for some reason, I just think being on social media more for the podcast, I was getting fixated on the kind of tomato of this perfect photo of my garden instead of the actual experience of letting it grow. And if I make a mistake, learning from it. You know, I'm choosing to share the story with you guys because I think that if I'm having this experience, I'm guessing that or hoping that maybe someone else has had this experience too. I think it's a part of life. And I hope that maybe this just resonates with one person listening today. And also, in choosing to share it with you, I'm also just choosing to promise myself that in this next season, I am going to continue to revel in the journey, revel in the unknown, and celebrate the mistakes and the advancements, because that is the basis of growing. We are all changing, blooming, growing, us as people and our gardens, and that's important. That's like the basis of why we have this hobby. I've also been thinking a lot about the concept of wabi-sabi, which is this Japanese belief that is all about leaning into imperfection and accepting and celebrating the fact that imperfection and impermanence are actually huge, important pillars of life. So, by the way, if anyone has good readings on that, I would love suggestions. But anyway, saying all of this just to say, it is growing season, my friends. Let's get weird with it. Let your plants be imperfect, or let them be perfect. If you have perfect plants, I also want to 100% celebrate you and admire you and shoot to, you know, learn from you and become a better plant parent because of your inspiration. But let's just celebrate it all. The imperfection, the perfection, the wabi-sabi way of life. And if growing something new scares you, I want you to grow it. Because listen, maybe you'll kill that plant. I'm actively killing a Venus flytrap. I'm doing my best that I can to keep it alive. But I know that I'm learning about how to care for this plant right now as I struggle with it. I want to challenge everybody to take something that they've been scared of maybe growing and just lean in and just maybe try growing it. You're going to learn something about the plant, about yourself. Nothing about this hobby is or should be perfect or stagnant, and neither should you. So keep blooming and keep growing, and keep me posted with what comes up for you guys from this message and what your challenge, your plant challenge is going to be for the summer. If you are interested in joining our community to have some people that will have your back and help you bloom and grow, you can visit www.bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club. That enters you into the email list and gives you the password for our Facebook group, which is just the most planty, beautiful corner of the internet. And if not, that's totally cool. I'm just happy you tune in every week. So with that, have fabulously planty weeks, my friends. Thanks again for having a listen today. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Bloom and Grow Radio on iTunes and leave us a review. If you want to follow the Bloom and Grow journey and are interested in more plant tips, give us a follow on Instagram at Bloom and Grow Radio and visit www.bloomandgrowradio.com to join the email list. And please let me know what you want to hear in the future episodes. I'm here to help you keep blooming and keep growing.
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group. So if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible, so I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.